आनी अवाक्रमत् पुण्य किश्याशबाबयम् अदिष्टितो यानि सहस्रमूर्ति सनिर्गता कौरव पुण्यलब्धो गजाहवायत् तीर्थपादपद्मी अनावक्रमत् पुण्य क्षीरशवार्यम् अधिष्ठितो यानि सहस्रमूर्ति सनिर्गता कौरव पुण्यलब्धो गजावयत् तीर्थपादपद्मी अवाक्रमत् पुण्य क्षीरशवार्यम् अधिष्ठितो यानि सहस्रमूर्ति Vaishnavis. Sa hi vidura. Nigata, having quit. Kaurava, the Kuru dynasty. Punya, piety. Labdha, so achieved. Gaja avayat, from Hastinapur. Tirthapad, of the Supreme Lord. Padani, pilgrimages. Avakramat, took shelter. Punya, piety. Ikshirshaya, desiring so. Orvyam, of high grade. Adishtitaha, situated. Yani, all those. Sahasra, thousands. Murti, forms. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. By his piety, Vidura achieved the advantages of the pious Kauravas. After leaving Hastinapur, he took shelter of many places of pilgrimage, which are the Lord's lotus feet. With a desire to gain a high order of pious life, he traveled to holy places where thousands of transcendental forms of the Lord are situated. Purport. Vidura was undoubtedly a highly elevated and pious soul. Otherwise, he would have not taken his birth in the core of a family. To have high parentage, to possess wealth, to be highly learned, and to have a great personal beauty are all due to past pious activities. But such pious possessions are not sufficient for obtaining the grace of the Lord in being engaged in his transcendental loving service. Vidura considers himself less pious, and therefore he decided to travel to all the great places of pilgrimage in the world in order to achieve greater piety and advance nearer to the Lord. At that time, Lord Krishna was personally present in the world, and Vidura could have once approached him directly, but he did not do so because he was not sufficiently freed from sins. One cannot be 100% devoted to the Lord unless and until he is completely free from all effects of sin. Vidura was conscious that by the association of the diplomatic Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana, he had lost his piety and was therefore not fit to associate at once with the Lord. In Bhagavad Gita, this is confirmed in the following verse. Yesam tvanakatam papam jananam punyakarmanam tedantva moha nirmukta bhajante mam dridhavataha. Persons who are sinful, asuras like Kamsa and Jarasandha, cannot think of Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth. Only those who are pure devotees, those who follow the regulative principles of religious life, are prescribed in the scriptures. As prescribed in the scriptures, are able to engage themselves in karma yoga, and then jnana yoga, and thereafter by pure meditation can understand pure consciousness. When God consciousness is developed, one can take advantage of the association of pure devotees. Syan maha sevana vipra punya tirtha nisevana. One is able to associate with the Lord even during the existence of this life. Places of pilgrimage are meant for eradicating the sins of the pilgrims, and they are distributed all over the universe just to give facility to all concerned for attaining pure existence and God realization. One should not be satisfied, however, merely by visiting places of pilgrimage in performing one's prescribed duties. He should be eager to meet the great souls who are already there and engage in the service of the Lord. In each and every place of pilgrimage, the Lord is present in his various transcendental forms. These forms are called Archamurtis, or forms of the Lord which can easily be appreciated by the common man. The Lord is transcendental to our mundane senses. He cannot be seen with our present eyes, nor can he be heard with our present ears. To the degree that we have entered into the service of the Lord, or to the proportion to which our lives are freed from sins, we can perceive the Lord. But even though we are not free from sins, the Lord is kind enough to allow us the facility of seeing him in his Archamurtis in the temple. The Lord is all-powerful, and therefore he is able to accept our service by the presentation of his archa form. No one therefore should foolishly think the arch in the temple to be an idol. Such an Artamurti is not an idol, but the Lord himself. Into the proportion to which one is freed from sins, he is able to know the significance of the Artamurti. The guidance of a pure devotee is therefore always required. In the land of Bharat Varsha, there are many hundreds and thousands of places of pilgrimage, distributed all over the country. And by traditional practice, the common man visits such holy places during all seasons of the year. Some of the archer representations of the Lord situated in different places of pilgrimage are mentioned herewith. The Lord is present at Mathura, the birthplace of Lord Krishna. As Adi Keshava, the Lord is present at Puri, Orisha, as Lord Jagannath, also known as Purusottama. He is present at Allahabad, Prayag, as Bindu Madhava. At Mandara Hill, he is present as Madhusudana. In Andhararanya, he is known as Vasudev. Padmaba and Jarasandar at Vishnu Kanchi. He is known as Vishnu at Mayapur. He is known as Hari. There are millions and billions of such archa forms of the Lord distributed all over the universe. All these archamurtis are summarized in the Chaitanya Charitamrita in the following words: Savracha Prakashatara Bhakte Sukha Dite Jagatera Adama Nashi Dharma Stapite. The Lord has so distributed himself all over the universe just to give pleasure to the devotees, to the common man, to give the common man facility to eradicate its sins and to establish religious principles in the world. Rukmini Dwarkadish Ki Jai. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gananjana Shalakoya Chakshurun Minitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadatmayam Dadati Svam Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yukta Parakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagarajatam Sagana Raghunath Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopeswa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarum Bhistya Kripa Sinduva Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tande Nichaya Trinakam Varayor Nipatya So in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a verse that says, Atma Indriya Priti Vacha Dari Palikam Krishna Indriya Priti Icha Dari Premanam. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he once said that if all the books in the world were somehow lost in like a fire or a great flood or something, if the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita, and the Chaitanya Charitamrita were only left, and then if nothing would be lost. And if only two books were there, Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. And if only one book, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And once one of Srila Prabhupada's godbrothers said that even if all the verses in the Chaitanya Charitamrita were lost, if this verse was still there, the whole philosophy could be reconstructed. And this verse is that Higher? Okay, thank you. Thank you, Archita. So this verse is saying that lust is characterized by the living entity's propensity to enjoy the senses. And love is characterized by the propensity to please the service, the senses of Krishna. So what we see here is Vidura is making the endeavor to purify his senses. He is making the endeavor to go back home, back to Godhead. And as it says here, even though one may be born in a high parentage, have great wealth, have great beauty, this is not sufficient to attract the mercy of the Lord. And sometimes we may see that devotees, they may not necessarily be wealthy. They're not necessarily always born in a good family. And they may not necessarily always be beautiful. So why is it that devotees are put into a position where they're born behind the eight ball, so to speak? And Srila Prabhupada explains that just as if someone is in a disease condition, and we should understand that material life is a disease condition, to be suffering with birth, death, old age, and disease, to be dealing with the threefold miseries of adibhautika, adividaivika, and adiatmika, distress coming from other living entities, distress coming from natural circumstances, and distress coming from one's own self. This is an unnatural state of existence. If we consider that the living entity's natural disposition is to be sat-chit-ananda, to be full of bliss, knowledge, and eternality, then this is a very distressful condition that we're living in. So it's actually diseased. And Srila Prabhupada explains that in order to get free from a disease, a doctor will sometimes limit someone from taking particular foods or going to particular places in order to cure that disease condition. So similarly, devotees will sometimes be put in circumstances in which they are limited to having material facilities in order to cure them from the disease conception of life. So we see Vidura was put in a very difficult position. He was born into the family of Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana, and he was actually acting as their advisor. He was the third brother of Dhritarashtra and Maharaj Pandu. But he was born to a Sudrani, so he's considered to have a low birth. And because of this, Duryodhana actually disrespected him. Vidura told Dhritarashtra, you need to give up the association, Duryodhana. But Dhritarashtra didn't listen to him. And the way Duryodhana responded is he began to criticize Vidura, who was actually his uncle. And the way Vidura responded to this is very exemplary for us. Because in life, we are also going to experience dissension in relationships. We are going to experience incongruencies while interacting with the material energy. And these incongruencies are only there to create frustration within us. And that frustration is meant to act as a reminder of our incompatibility with this material energy. So, this reminder of our incompatibility with the material energy should invoke inquiry into our heart and mind. This is what the Vedanta Sutra is calling upon us to do, Atato Brahma Jignasya, to inquire into the nature of the self. And once one becomes aware of the nature of the self, one should engage in sadhana. And Rupa Goswami explains that sadhana is that which brings about bhava. Whether that's through regulated practice or whether that's through spontaneous attainment of a particular inclination that one has. Anything that we're doing in devotional life is only meant to bring about this ecstasy, this loving ecstasy towards Krishna. And so when we experience incongruencies in life, it is only meant to deepen that determination in sadhana. And how does one cultivate a deeper sense of determination? Here we see this verse, Yesam tvanakatam papam jananam punyakarmanam tedanva moha nirmukta bhajante mam dridaprata. And actually the acharyas in their commentaries in the Bhagavad Gita explain that this word punyakarmanam, it actually means to hear from the great souls, to come into the association of devotees who are satam. Satam prasangam mama virya samphado bhavanti hit karna rasayana kata. Tag josnat asu pavarga vartmani shadaratir bhaktir anukramishyati. That by coming into the association of those who are satam, then one can hear katha, which acts as a rasayana. In Ayurvedic medicine, generally before they treat a disease, they'll try to treat it as like an ointment or something without giving internal ingestion. But if the disease is serious enough, they'll prescribe some type of internal tonic, which one is supposed to drink and take internally. And the word for these internal tonics is rasayana. So to hear the conversations of the pure devotees and to become inspired by their determination, it acts as a rasayana to our materially afflicted heart. And it acts as an ointment to our frustration with the material energy. And we can begin to understand that actually I have nothing to do with this place. This body, this family, everything that's coming and going within this world, it's all superfluous to who I actually am. And when I come in contact with the sound vibration of the Srimad Bhagavatam, or I come in contact with the sound vibration of the holy name, then it reminds me that actually, yes, that's where I belong. My maintainer is Krishna. My maintainer is not this material energy. Krishna is the one that's maintaining me. Anukulasya sa sankalpa pratikulya sa varjitam. Rakshas ititi vishvaso goprit vevaranam tata. Atmanikshepa karpanye sadvida saranagati. This is the verse describing the different symptoms of surrender that a devotee engages in when they hear this Krishna katha, when they've become dridhavrata. How does one know that one has actually become dridhavrata? It can actually be expressed through their practical activity. Sometimes we'll meet people on book distribution and they'll say, well, I love Jesus. And how do you know you love Jesus? Well, I just know because I can feel it. But actually, our acharyas, particularly Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he doesn't accept this conclusion. He explains that when one has developed shraddha in hearing Krishna katha, that should be expressed through the activities of surrender. And Jiva Goswami explains that this verse that I was just mentioning, Anuskalasya Sankalpa, the six symptoms of surrender, the Sarup Lakshana of that verse, or the primary characteristic of that verse from which the other characteristics act as qualities to, is this principle of Goprit Ve. And to go on parikrama, to take on a life of pilgrimage and going to visit the Lord at his different temples, it requires this conviction that Goprit Ve, that Krishna is going to maintain me. Whatever circumstance that I'm in, as long as I situate myself as a servant of Krishna, then everything else will come. And if one has this understanding that, yes, I'm being maintained by Krishna, then they will express this surrender through accepting things which are favorable to devotional service, rejecting things which are unfavorable to devotional service. They'll consider Krishna one's protector, and they'll be completely surrendered and feel themselves very meek and humble. So simply by cultivating this understanding, Jivar Srupoi Krishner Nityadas, that I'm a servant of Krishna, and one fixes their determination in this direction, then Krishna takes care of all one's material necessities. One can become Ananyas Chintayantomam Yejana Paryupasite. One can have faith that through exclusive devotion in Krishna, everything will be provided, and everything that I have will be maintained, and everything that I lack will be provided. So we're seeing this example of Vidura, and when we hear the example of Vidura and his level of surrender, this acts as a reminder. And then not only does it act as a reminder, but it actually, we come in contact with it and we become affected by the quality. It's just like, if I want to become a good drunker, I just need to go to a bar and hang out with the drunkards. So similarly, if I want to develop this dridhavrata, this fixed determination for a life of surrender, then I need to come in contact with those who are surrendered. And one can come in contact with the living devotees, but also one can come in contact with the devotees of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And ideally, one should come in contact with both at the same time. This is why Srila Prabhupada put so much emphasis on the Srimad Bhagavatam class in the morning, because it would act as an opportunity for the Vaishnavas to come together, hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, become inspired and surrender, and then throughout the day, they can be meditating on those pastimes and discussing those pastimes and encouraging each other in this life of saranagati. So, one of the ways that this Sadanagati can be developed is one through hearing the sound vibration of the Vaishnavas. This is known as the Bhagavat Marg. And then simultaneously, one can accept the culture or the lifestyle of Krishna consciousness, which is the Pancharatrika Trikividi. And so one can hear the message of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and then simultaneously one should worship the deity. And when these things go on side by side, they act as train tracks by which we can very quickly progress to the kingdom of God. And by following these things very strictly, we easily fulfill the most important regulative principle, which is to always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. By hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, we're able to remember Krishna's pastimes, and we're able to come in contact with that message by which we can satisfy our heart. And then by controlling our mind and our senses through the process of Pancharatrika Trikividi and being very attentive to the practices that come along with that, we can never forget Krishna, because we'll always be dealing with the varieties of things that you can't forget when you're doing deity worship and just Vaishnav dealings in general. So this verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam is very inspiring because it's giving us the opportunity to reflect on the process that we've been given that we engage in on a daily basis and take example from Vidura, how we can go more deeply deeply inside of it. We can experience more affection when we're chanting the holy name, experience more attraction when we're hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, and offer our artiks and dress the deities with more love and affection, and really be encouraged to begin to cultivate our relationship with Krishna. And this principle of Gopritvay, that I'm being maintained by Krishna. And how am I being maintained by Krishna? I'm being maintained as Krishna's servant. And to be maintained as Krishna's servant, it's a big deal. There's a lot that can be within that. You could be a servant, you could be a parent, you could be a friend, you could be a lover. So what is the nature of that service that we're rendering? And simply by practicing what we're doing on a daily basis, then all these realizations will come about automatically. Just like a child is born, and simply by growing up, it gradually learns how to walk. It gradually learns how to talk through the care of the parent. So similarly, if we are very attentive to the care and the guidance of a pure devotee, and we take their instruction very seriously, then we will naturally begin to walk, we'll naturally begin to talk, run, and eventually we'll go back home, back to Godhead. So if there's any reflections or comments, I think we're hitting that time marker. Yes, Ananda Kirtan. Okay.
Thank you for the nice class. That was really awesome. Full of energy. Appreciate it. One second here. I wrote something down. Okay, just kind of like on this last point, you're saying, you're giving the example like a child just remains alive and is properly nourished, has a good diet, stays healthy, is guided by a parent. Then just naturally, as long as that child is not like deformed or has some disease, it will learn how to walk and run and then become like a healthy adult. And then you were mentioning within this concept of being a servant, then naturally it will be revealed at some point, what relationship you have with Krishna. So I was just curious on this point. I hear some devotees speak about this point that just like one day you'll just kind of wake up and then you'll realize all these things. Is it that that is just like automatic, that just one day you wake up, or is it something that you should be observing tangible advancement in your life, like being introspective and observing tangible advancement? Or is it that you're getting special mercy from Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya, that even in this life, if you don't realize all these things, that as long as you serve the mission, that somehow after you leave your body, that you realize mm-hmm. these things. So that's mm. the question.
Mm. Well, from the verse Adau Shara Tato Sarusanga Tato Tato Vajanakriya Tato Nartha Navriti Syat, from this verse, which is describing the process of devotional service and also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's example of the creeper of devotional service. If you think of like a seed doesn't begin as a tree, but is gradually developed into a tree. And so initially there's, you know, the seed, and then it sprouts, and then it begins to bud, and then it begins to, you know, produce leaves, and then gradually it begins developing. So we should be observing tangible progress within our own application of Krishna consciousness. And we can be referencing things like the nectar of devotion, which is giving the qualities of pure devotees. And we can also be referencing the Bhagavad Gita. And we can also just be observing how enthusiastic I am about chanting the holy name, how enthusiastic I am about hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's not necessarily going to always look like the way it may seem, like it is in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where people are rolling on the floor laughing and dancing. It could be that, but simultaneously, Madhava Acharya, in his purport to the verse Evam Vratasva Priyanam Akirtyat, he explains that sometimes devotees are internal and some devotees are external. But there's two qualities which we can observe in ourselves and we can observe in others, by which we can know if they're making advancement. We can know if ourselves are making advancement. They're steadfast in their service, and they're always emanating merciful vibration, mukhya prasad, mukhya prasad. So we can ask ourselves, how much am I speaking about Krishna Katha? How much of my day revolves around this principle of only speaking Krishna Katha? Like, for instance, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, he was so absorbed in the Srimad Bhagavatam that he didn't have time for criticizing others. And he was so fixed in this determination to hear Srimad Bhagavatam that even if there was something to be, like a fault to be found in a devotee, he would overlook it because he could see that everyone's engaging in devotional service according to their own personal realization. So therefore, any faults should be overlooked. So he was so busy with the process of devotional service, he didn't have time for criticizing others. So we can observe in ourselves, how steadfast are we in our service? Are we remaining steady in what we're doing? I was just speaking with Savas Prabhu yesterday, and I was in his office, and we were, you know, talking about Sura Prabhu, and we were also talking about Rajanjananana Prabhu. And Savas Prabhu brought up this wonderful point, how this small service that Rajanjananana Prabhu used to do inside of the Mayapur temple, bringing around the ghee lamp, he actually attracted the blessings of so many devotees simply by being steady in it. And Sura Prabhu as well. I mean, he was so steady in his BBT service. He was consistent up until the time of his passing. He was present with the BBT. So we can practically observe two things if we know we're making advancement. Steadiness in service, and simultaneously we're emanating spiritual sound vibrations. And then simultaneously, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said that our Siddha Pranali mantra is the Maha mantra. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his song, yeah, he also gave the Maha mantra. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his last song of Saranagati, he explains the effect that the holy name has on the living entity when they're chanting without offense. And if they're chanting without offense, then the holy name is taking the living entity by the hand and bringing them to the spiritual world. I once asked the same question to Keshava Bharti Maharaj, and I asked, how does one know if their sentiments are genuine? And he said, you'll know. So it was very sublime the way he said it, and very poignant. So we'll know if those sentiments are genuine. It won't be anything artificial. Yes, Archita Prabhu.
Answer this question more directly. There is a specific verse I can't remember exactly where it is now. I'm losing more verses than I remember. But there is a specific verse that deals with that, that if the practitioner of bhakti yoga stays steadfast in following the instructions of the spiritual master, Krishna's representative, then even if you have not yet understood who you really are in the spiritual world, at the time of death, Krishna will come and reveal that to you.
Hmm.
Specifically says that. So you don't have to worry. It's not that if I'm, you know, I've been practicing for 20 years and I don't know my siddha deha, I don't know who I am in the spiritual world. It doesn't matter. And Prabhupada also added to that by saying that just like a typewriter acts like a typewriter wherever it goes, hell or earthly planets or heavenly planets, we'll be doing the same thing. So mm-hmm. you can see, if somebody's making garlands here in the temple every single day, don't be surprised if they're making garlands in Goloka Vrindavan. Where's the loss? It's not that when you go to Goloka, you're going to become Krishna. Obviously not. You know, so we accept our position. Whatever position we have here, now maybe there's nobody going out to colleges to distribute books every day. But the point is, you're trying to give Krishna to everybody. So you'll be doing that there also. You'll be trying to give Krishna to everyone. So we don't have to worry. Whatever you're doing here, you'll be doing there. You'll be chanting, you'll be hearing, you'll be taking prasadam. You know, the same things go on that we're doing here. So why do we have to worry? It's not that you have to know that I'm a coward boy or a coward girl or a... You may be a tree. So what? You'll be a very happy tree. That's dealt with in the, you know, in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. That whatever position one has in the spiritual world, you think this is the best position ever. You're not envying somebody else who is something else. Oh, I should have been a coward boy. Why am I a blade of grass? No. Whatever position you have in serving Krishna in the spiritual world, you think this is the best position for you. So you're very happy eternally.
If I don't mistake, that verse that you were looking for, Archita, is Yatpada Palava Charananabhuja. Yatpada Palana Charananabhuja. The one who takes shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, he will take care of that. And Prabhu, thank you very much. Very wonderful class. A lot of good explanations and quoting verses to the key. I have one reflection, if you don't mind. It is described that this world is Kaledosha Nidaraya, full of miseries. Dukalaya Masaswatan, totally certified by Krishna. So troubles, problems will be there for the people out there who are not with Krishna consciousness, and even for devotees too. So the difference will be only how to deal with those problems. And Vidura is giving us this opportunity to actually, you know, Krishna make all these arrangements in the Bhagavatam that each one of his devotees deals in the most perfect way, so we can just resolve all these obstacles and troubles and difficulties. And it's just amazing that if we can just remain in the association of devotees, the whole problem will be solved. Nothing else, because even sometimes we see that devotees, you know, they lead for whatever reason, and they go, and we say sometimes the holy name is alone can be. But I've seen that sometimes, even with that, they go there and they don't have a devotee nearby or association of devotees. They quit chanting, unfortunately. So that, by saying that, is that the association with devotees will always remind you Krishna, the holy name, and if you have any difficulties or faults, they will point it out to you. And there is also an amazing conversation that I always love, that I think is Sanatana Goswami and Haridas Thakur, when one of them was glorifying the other one. My dear Lord, my dear friend. He says, some devotees, they preach, but they don't know how to behave. Other ones, they don't behave good, but they preach. So, but you, my dear Lord, you have both. The both qualities are there. So definitely, thank you for your nice explanation. It's inspiring.
And on your point about what you're saying about being in devotee association, we can't actually chant the holy name without devotee association, because the association of devotees gives us the qualification to chant with purity. Shadakripa Bindu Diya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing that, give me your mercy, give me a drop of faith. So we need that drop of faith in the holy name. And we receive that from being in the association of pure Vaishnavas. Thank you. Another question.
I just wanted to say on this point, I heard, you know, the Panchanga Bhakti, the five most important limbs of Bhakti.
Yes.
We hear that they're all very powerful, but the most important is chanting the holy name.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard one devotee say that actually, in one sense, you can say it's Vaishnava association, because without the Vaishnavas, you wouldn't be chanting the holy name.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a comment on what you just said.
Jai. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Vande Nityaya. Jai Gaur Vaishnava.